So you've got this kind of diverse group at receiver. You got some really experienced guys, you know, including Mikey, who's been around for 4 years. You've got these brand new kids. You've got, you know, some guys like Sam Mays or Dom Thiemann who, you know, ready to maybe break out.
Yeah.
It seems like you get a good mix there.
Yeah, there's a mix. You know, Mikey, I still look at Mikey as a young player. He played 1 year, and he hasn't played in a couple years. So some of the situations, the offense is new. Some of the conversions, you know, what he's being taught is totally new to him.
Yeah.
You know, Mikey's a guy that's going to embrace the classroom. He's working. Just want to get him out here consistently. You know, and it's going to be a thing where he's got to be tempered.
Yeah.
Mikey's going to want to go when he can't go. And he's not going to be able to go all the time.
Yeah.
But we want to get him to the game so he can play healthy and he can play fast and confident.
Yeah. Yeah. How do you feel about your guys as blockers? You know, people don't really talk about that with the receivers, but, you know, they're more or less linemen on running plays.
They are linemen. You know, I think our guys are willing to do the job. And we have a variety of players, like, you know, right now. So we've got some that are further along in that area than others. But I feel like we'll be competent blockers. And the guys that I've coached have always been involved in the run game. It's a mentality of being a football player, not just a perimeter player.
Yeah. And do you emphasize that? I mean, is it one of those, if you can't block, you're not going to play kind of things? I mean, how, you know.
Absolutely. I mean, blocking, you know, everything looks great in shorts. When you put the pads on, then when you have a guy that's always on the edge and making the play because you're falling down or you're not able to cover him up, then we have a problem. Because the offense has a problem and the function of the offense has a problem. So there'll be some learning curve right now for these guys, and today's the first day in shells. So some of the reaction time, we only had a couple individuals because we got cut short yesterday. Those are things that you have to work. And especially with a group of guys that haven't had a ton of work at it. The Sam Majors, the Maliks, they've had more work at it than the others.
Do you ideally want to rotate 6, 7, 8 guys? Do you like having a core of 5 guys?
I think Coach McGee likes to let them cut them loose and let them go. He wants to, he wants them playing fast. You know, he doesn't want them too fatigued on the field. He wants to be able to trust all the guys that are on the field. So in his mind, if it's a guy that's trusted and he's in that court, when he calls for one, he's going to want that guy on the field going fast. And he, and like I said, if he's putting his trust into him, then he's expected to do the job of Malik if he's lining up in Malik's spot. But yes, ideally we would like to have multiple guys that can go in and play for us and contribute and win.
Yeah, and it's got to be nice to have some guys back healthy. You know, Dom was out for a long time. Mikey's been out for 2 years.
That's right.
It's got to be helpful to have a full roster.
It's a juggling act, you know, to keep them healthy and watch the reps and make sure that we get them throughout the season so they're finishing the season strong. I think we started last year. We started strong. We played faster early than we did at the end. And we don't have a ton of numbers. You know, the volume of our guys is not as large as some schools. So we've got to put the guys in the spots where the ball is going and where we want them to play and then get them all the way through the season so they can finish strong.
Overall, going into a second camp, does it feel more comfortable? I mean, you know, we talked last year, and it was, you know, it's a bit crazy. You guys came in March, you know, a late spring ball, you know, trying to.
Second camp is better. I like this location that we're using better. I like the changeup. I think the environment is good for these guys to come over here. The older guys are more ingrained into the system. It's the new guys, and you can see we've got a large group of guys that are out there that you've probably never seen before.
Massive group.
You're probably looking up right now who that guy is.
Looking up the numbers,
So those guys sprinkled in there, it makes it difficult sometimes to. They haven't had the spring reps. They haven't had the year background. So if you're out there with the core of guys that we're going to most likely be playing with on Saturday, it's a lot smoother to transition. When you start to mix it for the sake of reps and the sake of duration of the season, then it gets more difficult to get those guys on point.
Final question, after a full year of doing this, coming back to college, you know, doing college thing after doing the pro thing, recruiting-wise, do you like it? Like, is it –
I really enjoy about recruiting is going out and finding the players, like getting out of the office and scouting and evaluating all the players, seeing the talent. You know, you see kids that are committed to Ohio State. You see kids that are committed to Penn State. Then you see the kids that we're recruiting and how they match up versus those kids. So I enjoy that. I enjoy uncovering the kids that have been looked over as well or haven't gotten as much attention. That part of recruiting is great. You know, and then once you – the relationship part is really good, too, if you get the right kids and you have the right relationship. You know, the hardest thing about it is the filter. is so big. Mm-hmm. So you have so many kids you're talking to.
Yeah.
And you're giving this kid 5 minutes, this kid 20 minutes, this kid 2 minutes, you know?
Yeah.
And that managing and that juggling act is the part that makes recruiting difficult.
Yeah.
Other than that, the actual part of the recruiting of scouting the kids and getting to know them, I think that's part of football.
Yeah.
You know, even on the professional level.
Sure.
You're recruiting a free agent.
Yep.
When you draft, you know, well, there's these five kids that you think about. Mm-hmm. Probably not going to get drafted. I need to start recruiting them now. You're calling them.
Yeah.
You're checking on them. You're texting them. You know.
Right.
So it's very similar in that regard.
Yeah.
The thing is, you're just not dealing with the sheer volume.
Yeah. I hear you. I appreciate it, Coach.
All right, man.
All right,
nice
thanks.
You again. Talk to you. All right.
All right.